I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
This may be the craziest scene we've ever had at a Walmart in Wisconsin just a few days ago. Here's what we got. We got mom doing karate. We got son naked. We got dog stealing food. All from one family, all going on at one time inside the Eau Claire, Wisconsin Walmart. Let's begin with mom. She's 46 years old. Police, come to the Walmart because people are complaining that mom, 46-year-old mom, is acting crazy inside the Walmart doing karate poses. She is. Her son, mom's son, Bo.
How old is this character?
Actually, mom's son, Benny, is 26. The dog is named Bo. Let's try to keep track of all of them. Son is 26. Mom's 46. Benny, the son, is 26. And the dog is the dog. Okay? So here's what's going on. Mom is doing karate. The son is naked. And the dog is shoplifting.
He's 26 and he's naked.
Mom rolls into the shop with the dog unleashed. The dog immediately runs off towards customers, freaking them out. Mom is then pulling apart displays in the store and placing them in her cart. She is being told kindly to please leave. That's when she goes into karate moves on everybody. Okay? The dog then is grabbing items in its mouth and heading for the parking lot. They know for sure that it got a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix and took off with that. After a brief fight with officers in the parking lot, mom got arrested. And then she tried to kick a window out of the police car. Benny, the son, the 26-year-old son, meanwhile,
she's not up to that belt. That's a higher belt, that, you know, kicking out the window and everything.
Meanwhile, Sonny Boy, 26 years old, is completely naked in the Walmart and exposing himself to the customers.
He's running loose with his leash out as well.
And the cops and people are shouting, hey, you can't do that in here. And then he grabs some clothes off the rack and covers himself up with that and then tries to bring the clothes. Actually, he's going to pay for the clothes. And they tell him, we don't know.
Where did he have the wallet the first time?
I have no idea. So then he moves out to the parking lot where he hops onto a scooter, I don't know what kind, and tries running over the police with the scooter. Mom charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest and bail jumping, by the way. Sonny Boy facing charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. The dog taken to the Humane Society. Wisconsin.
Thank goodness.
Walmart.
I don't know if I can top that, but I'll stay in the Midwest a little bit. At least in Ohio, Eastern Ohio, the workers at the Claymont School District have been on strike for the past few weeks. And many of them show up and line up and up down the street, and they're out there getting honks and waves from supporters and sometimes some people that aren't down with it and whatever, but it goes on all night and day, it seems like. And so right across from the school there in Urichville, Ohio, this 29-year-old guy named Bo and his 25-year-old girlfriend, Rachel, they got tired of all the noise. So the plan for them was to make a batch of cookies, like a Trojan horse, go in, you know, like a big gift, big batch of cookies, and give them to the workers. But they spiked the cookies with some kind of weird laxative or something.
Okay.
So I don't know if that means that everybody would leave and go to the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
But Bo, the knucklehead in this, the 29-year-old, posted on Facebook about his plan, and someone on the strike line finds out about it, and nobody ate the cookies.
Don't eat the cookies.
They gave the cookies to the cops. They've both been arrested for felony contamination charges.
Okay. All right, last story here is a son, a grown man, who is suing his parents because his parents destroyed something valuable of his. Now, this goes back to October of 2016, Charlie. When Charlie moved into mom and dad's house, okay? Charlie's a grown man, but I don't know. He had divorced with his wife, and so he had to find a place.
And we'll soon find out why.
So he goes into the house, and he moves in there. And instead of paying rent, mom and dad say, well, just do some work around the house here, Charlie, and we'll call it even. And so that was going okay for a while until mom and dad found Charlie's porn collection, extensive porn collection. And
what he calls chores.
What they did with that was they took it to the dump. They got rid of all of that. over 12 moving boxes full of movies. Well, Charlie didn't appreciate that. Charlie claimed that his porn collection was worth $28,940.72. That was his estimate. A rough estimate. Just pull that figure out of his head.
When you're doing a, you know, a value assessment of your life and stuff, well, I do have this.
Yeah. $28,000 worth of porn. So so anyways, he sued his parents. He said, that's it. He moved out and said, I'm suing you guys. You destroyed my porn collection. Well, his dad responded in the lawsuit, I destroyed your porn. It was for your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. The son apparently responded by saying, hey, this wasn't just any old porn. Some of this stuff was valuable out-of-print films from studios that are no longer in existence. So he actually went from suing his parents originally for $28,942.72 to upping it to $86,822.16 in damages.
I can't believe it's news. Yeah.
But see, the parents had to have the carpet replaced down there, and so they're going to take that out of it.
Carpet, yes. The walls, everything had to be replaced.